I wish you could have seen my grandma's sweatshirts. Before my grandma Novotny passed away, she used to wear like these standard issue cheap gray sweatshirts. Like on sale at Fleet Farm, maybe picked them up at Goodwill, I don't know. But then she would stitch these little angels on the chest. And the angels were like the, you know, the classic angel, the chubby baby who's at risk for onset diabetes in a little diaper with little wings. I mean, these cute little kind of grandma angels. And growing up, I was never afraid of angels. I mean, if an angel like that appeared in my bedroom, I would be a little confused, but not at all terrified. Which proves that my grandma really didn't know what angels were like. Do you know the Christmas story? In Luke chapter 2, listen to these words. It says, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, like third shift, tough workers, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. Just one angel, but them, plural, shepherds. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were amused. No, that's not what the Bible says. It says they were terrified. A little verse is actually really powerful when it comes to Christianity. When regular people, sinful people, stand in the presence of something holy, like not even the holy God, just one holy angel, they're terrified. It's kind of like when you go to the gym if you're really, really out of shape and you get on the treadmill walking really slowly and some like, you know, Miss Fitness gets on the treadmill next to you and you instantly like feel like you don't belong. It's a little bit how the shepherds felt. They knew they did not belong in the presence of holiness. It terrified them, even as grown men. And that theme kind of runs throughout the Gospels and throughout the entire Bible. When someone would walk into the presence of God, they often wouldn't smile or laugh or sing or dance. They'd be terrified. I mean, think of Moses at the burning bush. He takes off his sandals and he's terrified. Isaiah, who's a really good guy by worldly standards, when he walked into the throne room of God himself, he thought he was going to die. He was terrified. When the Apostle Peter, after the miraculous catch of fish, realized that the Jesus in his boat was not just some guy, but he was the Son of God, he was terrified. But that's why I love the Christmas story. The next verse says this, But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Christmas is essentially not just about some Jesus, some cute baby in the manger who would give us some good advice, but he would bring good news so that we would not have to be terrified of the presence of God. So that one day when you take your last breath and you stand in the presence of all the holy angels, of God the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit himself, instead of falling on your face in fear and terror like you're gonna die, you could smile because there is good news that brings great joy. And it's all possible because of that Jesus in the manger. So if you ever see a sweatshirt like my grandma's, you can know that's not quite true. You can remember the glory of the angels, and even better, you can remember the glorious news that you're gonna stand and worship Jesus right next to those amazing angels. Let's pray. Dear God, our world teaches us that we belong in your presence, that all of us are good enough. Why wouldn't you accept us? But the shepherds found out that's not true. Thank you, God, for this reminder to take our sinfulness seriously, to remember that holiness is a big deal and it's terrifying without your grace. But thank you even more that there is grace, that there is good news of great joy for all people, people like us. Help us to come to you in honest repentance and to remember that your mercy and your forgiveness is so good that we don't have to be afraid, that we can be part of your family. You love and delight and adore us. And one day when we see you, we won't have to fear. Instead, we can just worship for all eternity. Thank you for Jesus, thank you for Christmas, and thank you for this incredible news. We pray to all Jesus in your amazing name. Amen.